saying.
No, I definitely
can't. Okay, so the Gemara in the Aftalim base distinguishes between velos krove ishto. And the Gemara says that ba'apa noiga velusa shlo ba'apa in noiga velusa. You only noiga velos in front of your wife when she's an avel for her krovim. So the source of this halacha is Gemara in Moed Katan and Afchafme base. The Gemara there presents, the Gemara seems to have three different categories of this transitive avelos, where you're sitting avelos for somebody else who had a misa in their family. The first case presented in the Gemara in Moed Katan is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, where he says that any of your immediate relatives, right, so on any of their shniim, you're going to have to sit avelos. Okay, so that means if you would sit avelos normally for your brother if he died. So if any of his immediate relatives died, so you would sit avelos on those relatives. Tosos there in Moed Katan, Devar Maschil Al, is Mesupak, if those shniim include only noladim, only direct descendants of your karov, so that would be like your nephew or your niece, or whether it includes any first degree relative of your karov. Okay, so even let's say, your brother's brother or your brother's wife, would you have a chiv avelos in that scenario? Tos is mesupik about it. The second day in the Gemara is very similar to the first. It's also a kind of shniim, but a restricted shniim, where the only time we're going to say that you have avelos beyond your immediate sphere is for ave aviv and ben bino. Okay, so where you have a direct line, either your grandfather or your grandson is nifter. Tosus there points out that l'chora hu adin, it's pashur that it's going to extend also to ben bito or avi imo. Okay, so Tosus thinks that it's true that we're going to keep it within shitas of Elazar b'Shimon in a direct line of descent, but it would include even nikevos. So that's one category in the Gemara. We're having avelos for shniim. The debate in the Gemara and the Sfeikos and Tosos are about how far we extend this category of Shniyam. The second category that you find in the Gemara in Moed Katan seems to be the opposite extreme, and that's the case of Mishum Kavod Ishto. The Gemara says that if your wife's mother or father dies, so your father-in-law or your mother-in-law, so the Gemara says that you're Noe Gavelos Ba'apa, right? In front of her you're Noe Gavelos, and the Gemara there explicitly says that it's Mishum Kavod Ishto, because the kavod of your wife. Okay. So whereas the first Eos and the Gemara extend this concept of avelos to shniim, and there it seems to be a function of your kurva, and right, how you're related directly to the mace via your first degree karov. This last case of the Gemara, ba'apa noig avelusa, dafka for chamiv or chamoso, so there the Gemara is clear that it's midin kavod. Okay, so you seem to have two different categories of avelos in the Gemara and Moed Katan. The third case in the Gemara is the in-between case. This is the Shita of the Chachamim, where the Chachamim maintain that the principle of Kol Shem Misabel Allah Misabel Imo. Okay, anybody who you would sit avelos on them, so you have to sit avelos with them when they're ba'avelos. Okay? So the Gemara says, so this case is a little trickier. Okay, is this case an extension of what we call the first case in the Gemara, where it's an extension of the Hagdara of a Karov? Or just like for Shniyim your Yoshev Avelos, because they're considered your relative, so too anybody who Misabo Allah Misabo Imo is considered a Karov? Or is the Gemara saying that this case is Doma to the last case in the Gemara? Just like Ba'apa Noeg Avelusa for Ishos, for your wife, so too over here, Ba'apa Noeg Avelos as a Kavod for the Avel himself. It's just not clear what the Mechayiv of this middle case in the Gemara is. One good way to try to get a handle on what's going on in Misabo Allah, Misabo Imo, is just to see what are the restrictions on when we'll apply this din. Okay, so when will we apply Misabo Allah, Misabo Imo? So two restrictions seem to pertain to the strength of the actual Avelos itself. Okay, so for example, the Rashba and Achuva and Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, the Rashba says that you can't extend Misabo Allah, Misabo Imo twice. Right, so obviously, right, if you're noeg avelos only midin misabel allah misabel imo, so your krovim are not chayev to be noeg avelos in front of you, since your avelos itself is only a derivative. Okay, so we won't say that you have misabel allah misabel imo as a derivative of a derivative. Okay, that's the principle of the Rashba. The idea seems to be that your avelos is too kal to extend to somebody else. Right, your avelos is only betorah as a derivative. The derivative itself can't be osa perus. A second restriction quoted in the Rishonim, which also seems to pertain to the nature of the velos, seems to be the position of the Ravid in Zasagos Tilchus Avelos Perak Beis Halacha Hei, where the Ravid seems to hold that any Avelos that's Drabanon can generate a din of Mesabo Ala Mesabo Yimo. So there the Ravid seems to hold that Avelos on a Ben is Drabanon. Since that Avelos is Drabanon, so you can never extend it over to a third party of Mesabo Ala Mesabo Yimo. That's the Ravid's Hasaga in Perak Beis Halacha Hei. The Meiri in Moed Katan says maybe Mishum Kain, you'll say that you'll never apply Mesabo Ala Mesabo Imo through an Avelos on a spouse. Okay, so Miri says, maybe if the Avelos on a spouse itself is only Avelos Drabanon, so then it can never generate Mesabo Ala Mesabo Imo via this principle of the Ravid. Okay, so those are two restrictions that pertain either to the nature of the Avelos as Daraisa or Drabanon, or to the nature of the Avelos as itself a derivative Avelos. Okay? The Rishonim also raised two other kinds of distinctions, and these pertain not to the nature of the Avelos, but to the nature of the Kirva, right, to the nature of the familial relation. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Hei of Hilchus Avel, so the Rambam says that you'll never apply this principle to a case of Eshes Krovo. Right, so let's say you're Yoshev Avelos on your brother. The Rambam says you won't be Yoshev Avelos when your brother is an Avelos for his wife. Not because the principle had this drabanan, but because Ram just thinks that this holding of misabo ala misabo imo is restricted to primary family relations. But if your brother is only betoras ishus, not betoras kurva, so it's not going to extend to you. The Tur in Simon Shin Ayin Dalet quotes the Rosh as being cholik on this position of the Ravid, where he's fine applying misabo ala misabo imo even derech kedushin. A second restriction within this category of kedushin, we're not going to apply it through kedushins. The Gemara seems to be pretty clear that you're only going to be misabel with your wife if she's yosheves ala via or ima, right? But if your wife is noig avelos for any other relative of hers, right? Let's say a child she has from a previous marriage, right? Or even let's say her brother. So the Gemara is pretty clear that we're not going to extend misabel ala misabel ima. That's a very clear restriction. A third restriction . What about a case where does your wife have to sit avelos with you for your krovim? Okay, remember the case that we just saw in the Gemara is that you don't have to be yoshev on your wife's krovim. What about a wife? Does she have to be yoshev avelos when her husband is an avelos for his krovim? Okay, so Devar Pasha from the Gemara that chamia v'chamosa, yes, right? She's gonna have to sit for her father-in-law and her mother-in-law just like he would sit for her. But what about his son from a previous marriage? What about his brothers? So here's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Hei says it's limited to Chamiya v'Chamosa. The Ramban, Perek Beis Halacha Hei. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam says she has to sit for all his krovim. Right, so either what the Ramban is getting at is that the wife is considered a closer karov to her husband's relatives than the husband is to his wife's relatives. Or maybe what the Ramban is trying to say is that the wife has a greater chiyuv kavod towards her Baal than the Baal has to an Isha. I think the latter tzad is very hard to say. I mean, it just seems hard to say that it's neveh from the level of the kavod, and that's going to determine whether you have to extend it to other krovim. But I'm not sure. It's either machlokas in the Ramban and the Rambam about this point. Fourth scenario within Mesabo Ala Mesabo Imo through Kiddushin is raised by the Pitzchei Tshuva in Simen Shinai and Dalid Simen Gimel. Quotes the Tshuva Me'ava. And he says that if the Gemara holds that you have to sit avelos for chamiv or chamoso, then kol shekein you have to sit avelos for your stepmother. Right? I mean, if your father remarries, and now your father is sitting shiva over his second wife, so the shut simen tshuva me'ava says you have to sit avelos. It's a kal v'chomer from chamiv v'chamoso. Why? Because the Gemara says that eshes aviv is a chiv kavod d'oraisa. Right, since the chiyuv kavod is daraisa, so things never push it that you have misabo ala misabo imo. Okay. So these are so far three kinds of restrictions that you have on when we apply Mesabel al Mesabel Imo. Two of them pertain to the nature of the Avelos. This last category pertains to the nature of the Kurva. Are we going to extend it through Kedushin? Now, within this question of through Kedushin, you have four different categories. Okay. One final restriction that you have in the Rishonim is suggested by both the Ritva and Moed Katan and the Tur in Simen Shinayin Dalid. And that is that we'll apply the klal of Mesabel al Mesabel Imo to any scenario so long as there's still kurva. Okay, it's not clear. It begs the question of what the kurva itself is. Like, what does kurva mean? But the clear nafkamina is what's going to happen in a case. Well, the clear case that they're bringing memait is, let's say you have a half brother, right? And your half brother has a half brother. So your ach min ha'av has a different ach min ha'im. Right, so it should be misabel al misabel imo. You'd be misabel for your brother min ha'av. He's an avelos, right? So you should sit shiva with him. But what the Ritva and the Torah bring memayit is that they're saying that you don't have any direct relationship with your ach min ha'av's ach min ha'im. Right, since sof kol sof, you have no direct relationship to the third party, so you're not going to sit shiva. So here's a good case where you have a direct relationship with the primary ach. You have no relationship at all with the secondary ach. Okay, so here you have the position of the Ritva and the Tur, who say that you won't apply Mesabel al Mesabel Imo in that scenario.
I don't know if this is so important, but it was clear to you whether they were saying that you're not sitting because you don't have Korva the Mies, or because your brother or your father doesn't have Korva the Mies.
It seemed to me that they were saying that because you don't have Korva to the Mies at all. Because in the end of the day, right, your brother is Noeg Avelos.
Right, but that might not be Korva.
And what would it be Midin?
Some other form of, like, closeness. Not like familial closeness. I don't know.
But then it would be the same din as just being Noeg Avelos on a friend. Right? It seems like it's stronger in the Gemara, so it has to be some sign, some kind of Korva. What? But that's Mechai of real Dine Avelos? Right? It seems like it's an Avelos Drabanan. Avelos Drabanan Mishum Korva. And they're not invoking the principle that, like the Ravid or the Meiri, that you're not going to say Trey Drabanans on Mesabel and Mesabel Imo.
We're saying that really.
Achman Aim is enough for Avelos.
The Reis Avelos doesn't extend to all forms of Korva?
Well, even Drabanan Avelos wouldn't extend. I mean, the point is that you have no shame.
You're saying there is korva here, but the Reis doesn't know that no avelos.
There's first degree korva, avelos drabanan.
What?
There's first degree korva, achmin a'im, with avelos drabanan, right? But you're not going to say there's any degree of korva for the achmin a'av of that.
I'm saying, are you saying that there's only korva on a drabanan level, or there's total korva with achmin a'im, but there's just no avelos?
So in general, it sounds like there is some quasi kurva deraisa for an achman aim, just no avelos. Right. So that's the way I interpreted it. I'll tell you, it's the clearest way of explicating that is that the Meiri is that the Rimilu Nil says in Moed Katan that the reason why you're not knowing avelos in this case is that the avelos is mishum shalom bias, right? That it's shalom bias that you should be bitsar on your krovim. Everybody sees a bitzar together. He says, in this case, where there's no kurva at all, so there's no issue of shalom bias. Okay?
Why is that? How is that? What?
I'm pointing out that he thinks that the mechayiv here is a kind of a shalom bias, okay. Right, but there's no din of the same bias for an ach min ha'im, shalom ach min ha'av. Right, it's not considered the same bias at all. But he is saying it's considered the same bias for the ach min ha'aims to each other. Okay?
Where is this
being? In Moed Katan, on the Gemara there. Okay? So you see, he's not saying that there's no relationship from the ach min ha'aims to each other. He's saying there is. That's why you have this chiva velos mishum tsar. But that's not going to extend to the ach min ha'av of that ach min ha'aim. No, so he learns it as being between the people, like between the whole mishpacha.
like the Shalom Bayit could be me and the dead guy?
Could be. Right. Or that he's Mechayev the Shalom Bayit. I don't know. I mean, it's only going to be defined as Shalom Bayit.
He's not saying it's just Shalom Bayit between you and your brother?
No. He's definitely not saying that. Okay. Although, also then the rationale wouldn't really work. Right?
If your brother is not, doesn't have a problem with this guy, there's no Shalom Bayit for you to be annoyed with him. He's not going to get
like right, it doesn't seem like he's saying that. Doesn't seem like it's saying that. Good. So this is about a lot of the restrictions that we have on Mesabel Ola, Mesabel Yemo. Here we should ask, what kind of Avelos do you have to be Noeg Betoras Mesabel Ola, Mesabel Yemo? Tosa and Moed Katan on Chaf Mebez, Tosa says that Mestama it's Kol Dine Avelos. Without restriction. So that would seem to imply that you're dealing with a real Chiv Avelos here. Right? Not just Mishum Kavod. Well, that's not 100% clear, but we're dealing with a real Din Avelos. The Ramban in Teras Adam, also the Sheet of the Tur in Simon Shinayin Dalid. So the Ramban says that you're knowing all Dvarim Bifarhesia, you're not knowing Dvarim Shebetzina. Okay? But what's not clear in the Ramban is if he intends to be Mechalik within the quality of the Avelos. He's saying this is a kind of an Avelos which only lends itself to an Avelos Bifarhesia. Right? Maybe the Svar would be that. And if you want to say that Avelos Shebetzina is a function of the state of mind of the Avel, and Avelos Befarhesia is a din of Nihuge Avelos, so you might say that Mesabel Ola Mesabel Imos is no state of mind of Avelos because he's already 2 degrees removed. So he's only knowing Dvarim Shebefarhesia, not Dvarim Shebetzina. It's not clear if the Ramban is trying to say that, or if the Ramban is just saying that since the Mechayiv here is Mesabel Ola Mesabel Imo Bebeso, then there's never going to be a Hechetimtsi of Dvarim Shebetzina Imo Bebeso. Because almost by definition, it's only going to be, if it's a Dvar Shebetzina, then it's not considered Bifnei Ha'avel. Okay, so it's not clear which reason the Ramban's invoking. But the Ramban also adds that this is halacha is true not only for the Avelos of Shiva, but it's true even for the Avelos of Shloshim. Okay, so for all Shloshim, you have an Isser Rechitza and an Isser Timestaper. Okay, so Ramban at least wants to extend it beyond Shiva. Fourth consideration that we have to raise in this sugya is what's the hagdara of ba'apa v'shelo ba'apa? How are we going to define being in front of the mace, in front of the avel and shelo b'fnei avel? Tosin moed katan is already is mistapik whether it means b'chol ha'bayis or whether it means dafka b'fnei avel mamish when you're standing in the presence of the avel. L'chora, the question there turns on whether you think it's midin kavod, in which case you could say it's mamish b'fanav, right? If it's only when you're standing in front of the avel, or you'll say it's b'chol ha'bayis. Okay, we'll explain this in a second. The Ritzvah in Ksuvis goes even further and says maybe we'll extend it to kol ha'ir, any time that you're in the city. Why would you extend it to b'chol ha'bayis or b'chol ha'ir, even shlo b'fnei ha'avel mamish? By the way, you should also realize that the Gemara for Ishto, the Gemara says ba'apa noy gavelusa. The Gemara for Mesabo Ola Mesabo Imo, the Gemara says Imo Viveso. So it sounds like the Gemara itself is being mechalik that for Ishto, where it's midin kavod, it's only bifanaha. Whereas for Shar Krovim, it's a din in the bias. Okay, so you might say that if the mechayiv of Mesabo Ola Mesabo Imo is a second degree relation directly to the mace, right, it's a way of defining your kurva. So you might say that to trigger that chiyuv, you have to be in the presence of your first degree relation. Meaning yesh lachkor in the principle of mesabel ola mesabel imo. Right? You might say that it's a way of being magir kurva, but it's not just a simin to say I'm related to Shimon because I'm related to Yaakov. Right? The principle is it's not just a way of being megala that you're related to Shimon because you're related to Yaakov. The principle is that in the context of Yaakov, you're related to Shimon. Right? So you could have absolute Krovim, and you could have relative Krovim. Your Chiv Avelos only kicks in to the relative Krovim when you're in the presence of Yaakov, right? Your intermediary Karov. So you might say that the din of Imo Bebeso triggers the Chiv Avelos only when you're in the presence of the actual Avel himself. Once you're in his presence, Bebeso, so then all the Dini Avelos are Chal on you, even Shlo B'Fanav Mamish. Okay? And you might say that were magdir being in the sphere of influence of the avel, not just by beso, but also b'chol iro. Right? Maybe iro is sufficient to say that you're in proximity to the avel. What would be a good nafkamina to gauge this? So you might say, what happens when you leave the beis ha'avel or the ear? Shua, what do you think? What happens when you leave the beis ha'avel? Fine, there's zichah no din of kavod. Maybe even the beis ha'avel be fine if there's no din of kavod. Let's say you're saying that the mechayev here is midin kurva.
Yeah, so if you say that, related to Shimon because you're related to Yaakov, so it should be getting your business.
That what?
If you're saying that you're related to Shimon because you're related to Yaakov, so it shouldn't make a difference after you leave. I mean, once the chiyuv is triggered, then you would maintain it.
Yeah, so you might say, so the Or Zeruah seems to have this daya within at least the Tanakama. Okay, not within the Chachamim, but within Rabbi Akiva, within the day of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, you're chayev l'sabel al shniyim. So the Or Zeruah seems to say that the chiyev is only triggered once you're nichnas lebeso, like once you're nichnas lebeso avel. The machlokas in Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva is only when you're yotze min abayis. According to Tanakama, the avela stays. According to Rabbi Akiva, the avela stays. According to the Chachamim, then the chiyev avelos is paka. Right? Meaning, even Rabbi Akiva thinks the Mechayiv here is Mesabel Ola Mesabel Imo, and therefore he requires that you need to have been in the Beis Ha'avel in order to be Chayiv Avelos on Shniyim. Okay? So you might say that what's going on here is that we're defining your Kurva to the Mace relative to your Kurva to the intermediate Karov. When you're in the presence of the intermediate Karov, even if you leave his presence, the Avelos are going to be Chal on you and you're going to have Dina Avelos for Kol Shiva. Yes, that's just a discussion ba'apa and shalei ba'apa and noeg avelos. So now maybe we could bring a couple of rayas that try to demonstrate that the din of misabel ala misabel imo is more than just a din kavod of the avel himself. Okay, we already saw some of the shitas here taking a stance on this, but maybe we could bring some more clear cut rayas to show that it's actually a din of kirva. So the most obvious nafkamina is whether the avel himself could be mochel. If it's a din in kavod avel, then lechor the avel could be mochel. If it's a din in kavod hames or avelos al hames through the intermediate karov, then you might say the avel can't be mochel. So the Ramban in Taras Adam and the Ritva in Ma'id Katan, so they both explicitly say the avel can be mochel if he so desires. The Rambam though, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avelos, and the Ramach makes his diak in the Rambam, he just leaves out the whole din of mechila. It's a simple mashmalos from the Rambam is that mechila doesn't work for misabel ala misabel imo. A second raya could come from the Maharami Rutenberg in his Hilchos Machlos Simen Mem Gimel, where the Maharam is also mistopic on this question: how come bizman hazeh no one is knowing misabel ala misabel imo? And what does he suggest? So he says, fine, we don't do it because of mechila. But why does Mechila work? So he says, because we paskin Avelos is Yikro Dechai. We paskin that the whole Mechayiv Avelos is Mishum HaChayim. Mashmos is that if you paskin that Avelos is Yikar Demes, it's for Kavod Hames, so then the Avel himself will never be able to be Mochel. Right? It's only because we paskin that Avelos is Mishum Yikar Dechai that he has his koch to be mochel. Mashmos is that the velos is chal directly on the misabel ala misabel imo. Right? But since we paskin, avelos is yikar dechai, so the primary chiv avelos is always chal on the most immediate karov. If the most immediate karov is mochel on the extension of the avelos, on the derivative avelos, so he has the koch to be mafkia the avelos. Okay? So not only is the Maharam saying, Josh, you had a question?
No, not anymore.
Okay, so not only is he saying that it's not just mishum, that it's not just mishum you're covered for the avel, he's saying that it's midin your chiyav on the mace, but since it comes through the avel, and we paskin aveilus yikar dechai. Therefore, that first party has the ability to mafkia the chi of the second party. But it's not because the mechayiv is just kavod. Yeah.
You say that if it were yikar demes, there wouldn't have been an olive in the misabal or misabal anymore?
Doesn't sound like he's saying that. He's saying the reason why you could be mochel is because of yikar dechai. Mashma also that he wouldn't be able to mochel if it's yikar demes. If you want to say that maybe it wouldn't be able to extend if it was only yikar demes?
I'm not sure if
that's
what he's saying, but it
would
make some sense that the only reason why
there's been a Sabbath is
because...
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'd say if you hold the Sikkim Demes, it never would extend beyond the primary car. Could be. That's our second Nafkamina. Third Nafkamina, this may be the Maharam Lushitaso, is that the Maharam explicitly says that the distinction between Benoig, Be'apa Noig Avelusa for your wife, and the din of misabel ala misabel imo, meaning the reason why for your wife you only get a yoshev avelos for chamiv or chamoso, whereas for any other karov you'll say it extends to kol she misabel ala misabel imo. It's a greater scope of the din for shar krovim than there is for ishto. He says precisely because the mechayiv for ishto is kavod, masha inkin the mechayiv for shar krovim. Okay, so since the mechayiv is covered for ishto, so it's only going to be noog for the two people where it's not considered covered for you to not sit avelos. So it's not pchisa covered for you to not sit avelos on her brother who dies. Right, for your in-laws, then it's pchisa covered for your wife if you're not sitting avelos. Okay, so that's what the Maram suggests explicitly to mechayiv between ishto and shar krovim. A third, how many nafkamina did I give so far?
That was three.
So a fourth nafkamina would just be, what if sitting avelos, bifnei ha'avel, is not considered kavod? Let's just say, not that they're mochel, but let's say it's just not deemed kavod for whatever reason. Right? They don't see it as kavod in this scenario. So this seems to be the position of Hagolos Maimonios, who says that bizman hazeh, that people perceive misabel ala misabel imo as a kind of lag, that you're mocking the avil for what he's doing. So Melo, the whole din of misabel ala misabel imo is paka. Since the mechayiv is covered, it's not deemed by the avil as covered, so Melo, there's no chiv bizman hazeh. Right? So this is stronger than what the Ramban and the Ritva are saying. The Ramban and the Ritva are saying that the avil could be mochel befoel, and the chora you need the avil to be mochel. Maram is saying that since it's not deemed kavod, so the whole mechayiv is paka bizman hazeh. Fifth nafkamina, or a fifth raya to this idea, may come from the shita of the Or Zeruah, quoted partially in the Hagolos Maimonios, but Hagolos Maimonios leaves out this critical line, where they say that a lot of the Chachmei Ashkenaz tried to be noheg avelos for a grandfather. I said a grandson should be noheg avelos for the grandfather, even though the grandfather should not be noheg avelos for the grandson. Okay, so it's the same. It seems to be the same kirva, right? Just one's going up and one's going down, and yet we're mechalek in terms of the achiv avelos. So what's the basis for the distinction? So the Rishtor Zeruah quotes that since a grandson is chayiv b'chavod zikno, so he's chayiv in avelos for him. Right, but a grandfather is not chayiv b'chavod ben bino. Right, so you see very clearly where we're not saying that it's midin, it's not midin kavod of the avel himself. Right, but here's a little different because we're not saying that it's midin kirva, because mishum kirva it sounds like it's, right, mishum kirva should be absolute between the grandfather and the grandson in both ways. And here they're saying it's mishum kavod of the grandfather, and that's mechayiv avelos for the grandson lachar misa. And it's clear that he's invoking the principle of misabel ala misabel imo, but as a direct relationship to the grandfather. Okay, is that clear? Good. Okay, the Or Zeruah quotes a second day also, not just mishum kavod, but he says tachas. I think it's a separate. So I'm not assuming that, but I think when you say that the mechayiv is mishum kavod, like you're saying that the distinction between a grandson to his grandfather and grandfather to his grandson does not lie and kirva. It lies in kavod.
Well, kavod might be what generates kirva, or
kavod generates kirva.
Can I give an example?
Yeah.
Okay.
How could you say ishto kegufo if kavod is the machayev of?
Rav Asher Milonio says that maybe a father should be before a brother because father, right, even the brother is chayev defoda. So the chiv of kavod is being koveya, the order in Yerusha.
Sure, but how does that show that it's midin kirva?
Right. So the point might be like what Kirva was saying, that the relationship of kavod might be koveya, the degree of kavod, and that might not even be Yerusha.
Yeah, but aren't you just begging the question? The Rishonim there say it's Mishum Kavod, and you're reading in Kirva. They don't say that the Kirva is totally Mishum Kavod. Yakir's suggesting that maybe Kavod determines Kirva.
They're explaining why the father would be more of a Kavod. They give an explanation.
They say why is more of a Karov, or why Yerusha would work this way?
Why is more Karov? What else would Yerusha be based on that?
Maybe kavod.
What?
Right, maybe kavod.
Why is it his being in kavod?
Why is that so hard to believe? He's getting money. Who gets the money
first? Right.
You're required to honor someone by giving them things.
But you're not giving them anything. You're just dying.
Yeah, but you might say the apportionment of the nechasim is tali on who's chayv l'chabed esmi.
How would the brother be able to accept it before the father?
I'm not sure how that shows you that kavod determines kirva, but I agree in principle that you could say that. I just think that in the first day of the Or Zeruah, when he cites Mishum Kvodo, he's not appealing to kirva. But you're right, in the second day of the Or Zeruah, so the Or Zeruah cites the Gzeres HaKasev of Tachas Avosecha Yubanecha, right, that your children, meaning Yaakov's children, are b'makom Yitzchak. Right, so Reuven is b'makom Yitzchak. Tachas avosecha yubanecha. To show that there's going to be avelos for a grandson and the grandfather. So I think Dax Yerzakosev is trying to show that there is a greater kirva between a grandson. Grandson is more karov to his grandfather than the grandfather is to the grandson. Right, you don't say that avosecha or tachas banecha, you say banecha or tachas avosecha. What? Right here on the table. But the actual simon is.
No. It might be his father.
Right.
It's simon tav chav ches. Great, yeah. Aval zokin lo yeshev. Rabbeinu Yehuda Kohen Mishem Aviv. Leshev avelos livnei banim kshaniftar ziknam. Aval zokin lo yeshev livnei banim shehein chayavim bechvodo. Okay, because they're chayav for his kavod. And then he also says, "V'tachas avosecha yubanecha." Now, what's not clear in the Gemara here is in the Or Zeruah whether he thinks that's the principle of kavod or whether he thinks that's a separate consideration of kirva. Now you can take a look at that. The objection of the other Rishonim is that Gzeres HaKasev tachas avosecha is only an Indian of bracha. Your bracha is that your grandkid should be omid makom ziknam, but it's not telling you anything about the kirva. Fine. Either way, the Or Zeruah is a clear indication, right, where it's not just Mishum Kavod Ha'avel, it's some direct relationship between the Mesabel, all of Mesabel Imo, and the actual Niftar. Sixth Raya to this Yisod may come from the Radvaz Bidas HaRambam in Perek Beis Halacha Hei, Hilchos Avel, where the Ravid objected to the Rambam Shita. The Ravid says you can't have Mesabel, all of Mesabel Imo for a Ben, because Avelos on the Ben is only Drabanan. Okay? The Radvaz says that shiny this case of Ben, right? Because the Av, right, is Ohavo. Right, it sounded like the Av had like a special affection for the son. Right here in the on the
table.
Yesha tarets das Rabbeinu kimipnei kurvas beno va'avaso amur sheis abel alav. Oh, okay, so this is not a good raya then. How do you read the Radvaz? You read the Radvaz as saying, "V'yesh atayrtz l'das Rabbeinu, kimipnei kurvas b'no v'havaso, amru sheis abel imo." Is it talking about the Yaakov, because of Yaakov's affection for Reuven, or because of Yitzhak's affection for Yaakov? Because I read the Radvaz, perhaps incorrectly. I read the Radvaz as saying that because of Yaakov's affection for Reuven, so Yitzchak is going to be Yosheh Avelos with Yaakov. Right?
But it's really Yitzchak's affection for Reuven.
What?
But it's really Yitzchak's.
It's not clear. It's not clear in the Radvaz which one it's referring to.
I think the other option would be Yitzchak's affection directly to Reuven.
Yeah. For the grandfather's affection for the... No, it would be Yaakov's affection for Reuven would determine that Yitzchak is Yosheh Avelos with Yaakov. Yeah.
Right.
The other option is that it's Yitzchak's affection for Yaakov. Right.
No, Yitzchak's affection for Reuven.
No, it's Beno.
Right, it's definitely Beno. So is it Yaakov for Reuven or Yitzchak for Yaakov? Okay. So it's not... maybe it's not a good idea. Hold off on that, Raya, then. But another nafkamina would be the position of the Chumas HaDeshen in Simon Reish Sadi Aleph, where he actually suggests that for Shar Krovim, even Krovim who don't qualify as Shneim, and even Krovim who don't qualify as Mesabel Ala Mesabel Imo, nonetheless, anybody who's Pasal Eidos, okay, so that could go already up to 3 degrees of isolation, 3 degrees of removal. So he still says you should be Noeg Avelos, even Shaloba Apa. And it says all the dinim that you'd normally be noeg during shloshim, those dinim, these other krovim, should be noeg during shiva. Okay, so it seems like he's saying that there's an extension. There's clearly some chalos avelos that extends to these external krovim, even shaloba apa, and then even for shalom machmas kavod ames, kavod avel. Okay, so you see clearly that there's a chalos avelos for shar krovim, even independent of the kavod. The Maharam in Simen Samech Aviv Hilchos Smachos, in a similar vein of the, in a similar spirit of the Chumas HaDeshen, so he suggests that all these other Krovim should also be Mishane Mikomam. They should change their seat in the Beis HaKnesses to show that they're an Avelos over the Mace. So it's a similar idea that even Shaloba Apov you have no Eg Avelos.
Who is that?
The Maharam in Masechet Smachos Simen Samech. Finally, the Rush in Simen Chaf Zayin. And Shut Simen Klal Chav Zayin Simen Tes. So the Rosh just suggests that you could be Mekabel Avelos on a good friend that you have who is Niftar, even though you don't have any din Kirva at all. And the Raya that he brings is that David was sat Avelos on Avner, or he was Noe Kamadine Avelos on Avner. Okay, so what you see in these different shitos here is that A, that you have Dini Avelos even Shaloba Apa, okay? But B, that the Avelos is going to be determined in some sense, not by the objective Kirva, but by, in some cases, your friendship with a person, okay? Like in this case of David, or like the Radvaz says, B'das Rambam, that the Avelos is going to be determined by Avas Olo. Right, the kind of kirva that you feel towards the person, even if the kirva itself is not going to be minat Torah. So perhaps that's similar to what we're suggesting from Misabel Ala Misabel Imo, where you're not dealing with an absolute hagdara of kurva, but the hagdara of kurva is defined relative to the intermediate party. When you're defining it relative to intermediate party, then an external consideration will be taken into consideration, and an external factor will be considered. So one such factor would be ba'apa shelo ba'apa, that you only are makir the kurva in the presence of the avel. Another consideration might be this consideration of the radvaz, where even if it's avasa or makiro, so you have a chiv avelos. Or, like the Or Zeruah was suggesting, where if it's tachas avosecha yu banecha, once the kurva is defined intermediately, then you factor in something like kavod for the mason himself. Okay, so I'll call upon him, you have 5 different issues that are raised in the issue of in the sugya ba'apa noeg avelusa shlo ba'apa lo tinog avelusa. The first one is how are you mechalek between the different cases between ishto shniyim and mesabel ala mesabel imo. You're definitely dealing with 2 kinds of mechayvim. How does the middle case of mesabel ala mesabel imo factor in? You have the questions of the kinds of restrictions that we're going to impose on mesabel ala mesabel imo. Machmas Kedushin, through Ishto, Drabanans, 2-degree Mesabal Ala Mesabal Imo. That's the first set of Shitas we saw. You have the question, what kind of Avelos are you knowing? Kol Dini Avelos, or even, or Dafka Dvarim Shevifar Hesia. You have the Shaila of how you define Ba'apa and Shelo Ba'apa. And then you have all these external considerations like, when are you going to apply Mechila? What if it's not considered Kavod? Etc. Like the 7 rayas that we brought here at the end. Okay, so we'll pick up next week with Chazar Shira on Hilchos Shabbos.